Woof, woof.
Bart, I can't do this anymore. You have two dashes on 13/10/13/2024. I'm sorry, I can't work under these conditions.
Oh no.
Where?
It says newsworthy news 10/13/2024.
Oh, no.
Bart.
Oh my God.
Bad Bart. Whoa,
Bart. Let me refresh it. God. Okay. Whew, okay, we can work now. All right. Woohoo. That was a close call.
Another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Let's see if the AI can figure out what I just said.
Come on, Copilot. Oh, I call it Skynet.
Sky Daddy, I like Skynet. It.
Cyberdyne Systems.
We're recording Sunday, October 13th. And yeah. It's a great day outside. It's a bit chilly. It's officially fall.
It's a fall weather.
It's actually not too chilly for all things considered. I got up and walked the dogs at like 7:30 and it was 57 out. Mm.
Yeah,
so I'm like, that's not bad for mid-October.
Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, but then it's going to go back up to the 70s after a few days.
So
you know, I think winter is coming.
It's awfully warm for this time of year. We went camping down south in southern Ohio. And normally this time of year, it's rainy and cold as fuck. And it was 80 degrees and like 50 at night. It was amazing. It was beautiful weather, sunny, and usually it's just terrible weather. So
I think it's
there
the
like
Democrats
a couple
that are controlling that weather.
Yeah, it's like the Democrats.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
Sending all the good weather to the red climes. Hoping to take those votes up.
Chemtrails, the weather control.
Gosh.
Space lasers.
Yes.
Dang it.
I can say, if they can control the weather, then they're much better than the Republicans.
I can't.
How smart you gotta be to do that?
Smarter. They're just jealous. They can't.
I can't believe it's
IQ 80. I mean, come on.
For the number of conspiracies about chemtrails that's taken this long to become politically allied.
Yeah. Anywho, it's a fall day today.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're here with some of. We're here with our fit.
Shush. What? Bart?
Bart, yeah, Bart.
You're choking Bart up. Yeah.
Oh, you made him choke. One choke from Bart.
We're here with our regular crew.
If you can't tell.
Including Steven.
Hello.
Jen.
Sorry. I'm
off the rails already.
I'll take myself out. Sorry.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, Bart.
You know what? You know what?
It's Jen.
You
know,
I think I think Kathy is just talking way too much.
Kathy, calm down.
I think you need to bring it down.
Ooh, I know. Just,
you're so loud
out
back
here.
There.
Oh, my gosh.
Be sure to check out our website. We've got new articles popping up, including the city council notes from last week.
Yes, please.
A lot of stuff been discussed about that mm-hmm. they haven't read the city council notes. Mm-hmm. And also our police blotter is finally back in full form.
Yay.
All the naughty citizens of Falls are doing.
So naughty.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, check out our calendar of events.
Yeah.
And I've got to start working on November.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Come on, Kathy. Get it together.
Kathy.
Thanksgiving's coming, people. Christmas.
Josh.
Mariah Carey.
Let's get to Halloween. Okay, calm down. Yeah. Slow your roll.
If you're liking the paper, if you're liking the show, you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can message us on Facebook, or you can email us.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
We can never get enough emails because we never get any.
We don't.
Can they narfle the Garthog?
Keep up the good work, people.
I think everyone should tune in just to hear Suzanne say that line.
Absolutely. Nice. I hope so.
Go. What did you just say?
Narfle the Garthog?
Yes.
Yes. You must narfle the Garthog. Sorry. I went there.
What movie?
I don't know where you went.
We have no idea where you went.
Skynet. Just random ADD Conehead comment just popped into my head.
Oh, yes, Coneheads. Now I know. Oh, right.
Okay. I should have got that reference. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Embarrassing. That's Gen X's. Xers. Sorry. Should know that.
Also, be sure to go out and vote.
Yes.
Yeah, early voting opened on the 8th, right? Or 6th? Yeah. 6th or 8th. Anyway, last week. So vote. And I know they're sending out the ballots. If you request an absentee ballot, they I tracked my father-in-law's and they said they mailed it out on the 8th, but he hasn't gotten it yet. And Steve believes that our postal carrier might be absconding with them because of the yard signs in our yard.
I don't.
Conspiracy theories. I love it.
I actually talked to her like yesterday. I don't know if I told you this.
Oh, no.
It wasn't about that. We didn't talk about that. And she goes, hey, could you guys own both those houses? I was like, yeah, because he knows she delivers her mail.
Yeah.
The same name and all that shit. You saw me walk into the house. She goes, I'm sorry, the mail's been inconsistent lately. And then she goes, because I'm moving into a different department. I put in for a transfer a year ago because my legs hurt, my knees hurt. She's getting older.
Oh.
She's probably my age.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. And so she goes,
damn, that old.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Ancient,
right?
And she goes, she apologized. She's going to put an official note saying that she's changed. She's given up a route and someone else, so-and-so is going to take over.
Okay.
And I guess she's training new people. And then, so I'm sure that's
there was mail coming at like 7:30 p.m. a week.
Yeah. Ours has been coming really late lately. Like five.
Ours too. Our guy's been off for injury.
And then
is that what it is?
Corey. Yeah.
Our next neighbor's got a bunch of pop-ups mail and they had to give it to me.
Okay.
So, I mean, that happens, but
Well,
I'm still waiting on the ballot. We're still waiting on that absentee
My daughter
ballot.
Got her, like, she requested hers. She lives in Japan. She requested hers and she got hers.
Holy shit. Come on.
Wow. That's awesome.
What is going on? I'm worried now. We'll just take them to vote on voting day.
You see, the Republicans are going to try to block the counting of all of those? You believe that shit?
Oh, gosh. They're just idiots.
Suits filed right now to try to prevent the counting of all absentee ballots.
That's insane.
It is insane.
It's not going to happen, but they're trying everything they can.
No, not.
61, 62 times they tried. They kept failing over and over again. They're going to try the same thing. It's going to be fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
Vote, people. Vote and save our democracy. Vote. Because the Republicans have lost their fucking minds.
They really have.
They are not for democracy.
Donald Trump should be in prison.
Yes.
Not
well, that will happen after the election.
Well, thank God, man.
Well, that's the only reason why he's running is just to get out of fucking prison
and pay for his crimes.
Yeah, for destroying democracy in America. Boo.
Boo. He doesn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. You're a fool if you believe anything he says. There.
We're surrounded by fools, I tell you.
And we are.
Yeah. I know. It's so sad. Stop drinking my water.
I got him in.
Keep drinking our water.
I'm not gonna say it wrong.
At least it's not the Kool-Aid, the Red MAGA Kool-Aid.
Oh. Anywho,
buy my shoes, buy my Bible.
Come on, Bart, get us back on the trail.
Heard those cats.
So before we jump into the round table, how's everybody been the last month?
you sure you want to ask?
Oh man,
stress.
We've actually went camping. We had a vacation.
Yay!
Our caregivers came and took care. Our caregivers took care of Pop-Pop so well.
Nice.
And helped out.
I turned my phone off. It didn't look at it for 4 days.
Yeah,
it
was nice.
No reception anyway.
No, it didn't matter. I just did shut out the world.
Yeah.
My world was that, and that was it. And I just, it was getting
Yeah, so we're hung out with all our Burning Man friends.
Took some cool pictures.
Yeah, ate a lot of marijuana brownies. Really awesome, yummy, tasty ones with like maple glaze. Oh, they were so good.
All homemade.
Yeah, and well titrated to keep that nice chill vibe going.
Made some tasty meals on the grills. And
yeah, so we had fun.
That is nice.
Yeah. How about y'all's?
We're boring. Well, we ran around a lot yesterday because it was our anniversary and we usually do our little antique-y things or whatever. So we went down and we got close to we were wandering around and we got close to Sugar Creek. And Mike has never been to Sugar Creek and he has not seen the world's biggest cuckoo clock. So of course we had to go see the world's biggest cuckoo clock.
It was cuckoo.
Sugar Creek has the world's biggest cuckoo clock. And we have
How big
it was
it?
So it's big.
The world's biggest. It's the world's biggest cuckoo clock.
And okay. You know, I didn't know any of this information. I didn't even know that thing existed.
Now I
learned something new.
Do you recommend going?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean,
will it make my year?
It made his year.
He was so super excited about it. I'm like, we have to go. We're like so close to it. And he's like, okay.
It was bigger than the old fountain that used to be down on Front Street.
Okay, well, that's pretty big.
I mean, it's pretty big.
That's cool. And then it actually works. And so we got there a little before 3 o'clock. So everybody was standing around. We walked around and it goes off and these little characters come out and, you know.
The Oompa band and they got a couple dancers.
Do they throw Cocoa Puffs at you?
No.
No, I wish.
No.
I wish.
But yeah, so that was our exciting thing. We got to see the world's biggest cuckoo clock.
Too many times.
And that's where we went down to send Bart a picture of the Mars Attacks alien.
That store was cool.
What was that?
You would love that part.
Bunker 81 or 82 or something. I can't remember. It was like a little comic shop, you know. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Some old school toys and stuff.
How far away is Sugar Creek?
About an hour.
Hour and some change.
Okay.
I love those shops and I want to buy everything in there, but I was like, I don't have any place to put it. And then Jeremy asked me.
Absolutely.
You're spending $200 on that?
Yeah. No, it was very cool to see, but yeah, it's not like, and then there was this one store that had nothing like, it was like a fairy wonderland, like what are those, like all those little fairy things.
Like the fairy gardens.
Oh, and you walk in and it's just like this wonderful, like whimsical kind of area. And again, why would I buy that stuff? But it was fun to like walk around and look at the stuff. And so it was fun. It's, you know, it's worth a. It's not that long, not far of a trip. I mean, you get to see way too many buggies that you have to kind of like maneuver around, make sure you're not like hitting people. Yeah.
The Yoders.
I kind of feel
Smiths
like
and Yoders.
When Kendall brings her boyfriend here potentially for the summer, I feel for a short bit, maybe a week, feel like we have to take him down to Sugar Creek to see the world's biggest cuckoo clock. It's like, that is like...
I still say we should be assholes and take them to Hibachi, Japan. Just be complete assholes.
Like, we want to bring some of your home here. Here you go.
I
think he'd be like, yeah, okay. Well, actually, there's a really, really, really good sushi restaurant down in the valley that
Sushi Katsu.
Yeah, might want to take them
to. That's good shit.
Anywho, that was ours. How about you, Kathy?
I haven't really done anything. I mean, planning on getting some things done at my house and trying to plan
what's
it out.
What's going on in the backyard? I see the dude over there, like, doing stuff. What's he doing?
He was cleaning out. Well, I got part of my backyard was really overgrown, like up against the fence. Mm-hmm. So he cleaned it all out for me. Well, I had other people clean it out too, but didn't like how they did the mulch. So this guy, I basically paid two people to do my mulch work. Gotcha. So he did all that. And then, now I finished the bed around my garage and behind my breezeway. And then the whole back of my yard has got brick and mulch in it.
I saw the brick. That's
entire the entire length of my backyard, which is good size. So, and then I just got a quote for paint.
Mm.
I've already had my deposit paid to get my sliding glass door.
Ooh. Nice.
Is that for painting inside? Paint in the house or painting outside?
Outside.
Oh. What color are you doing?
Hunter green.
I'm going to go with the gray, but I haven't picked it out yet.
Okay.
So I have to, and then I'm waiting on my second quote for a deck.
Oh my, party house. I'm waiting for that pool, Kathy.
Spend in the big bucks.
That'll be next summer. Woo-hoo! If the plans go as planned.
Yeah.
So this will be, if that goes as planned, that'll be the last for this year. And then I'll do more in the spring as far as the, get the pool and stuff.
Oh, that's
and
then so my bathroom. Cool.
Then I got a lot of stuff in the house that needs done, but.
Yeah. One thing at a time.
Yep.
I mean, that's actually a lot to do. I mean, especially with what I've paid for just the landscaping cleanup. That's not cheap either.
Landscaping is expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah. And I wanted to get the deck, and it's like the house needs painted so bad. It is really bad. I'm like, there's no sense putting the deck on until I get the house painted.
Yeah.
So trying to get it all worked out. Someone's coming Monday to move my plug in the dining room so that the door can go in.
Oh yeah,
Right in the middle.
Yeah. So as soon as that's done, then I'll schedule the door to be installed.
Oh, that's gonna be so much nice.
And then hoping the paint goes between, you know, after the door gets put in, but before the deck. But I have to get that second quote because he made it sound like the second guy said It sounds like he's going to have a better deal than the first guy. So trying to like be patient. And
you're like being anyway, a project manager, getting all those quotes and putting things together and figuring out a schedule.
Anyway, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Very nice.
Planning out stuff.
Yeah, that's fun, actually. Stressful, but fun.
Well, I've been talking about it for a long time. Now I'm actually...
You have. I'm excited. Yeah, we saw some workers over there. We're like, ooh, what's happening? What about you, Bart? What you been doing?
So Monday was my birthday, so I had the whole week off from work.
Ooh. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And birthday so, happy. So I didn't do a whole lot. I did go over to Medina to the Black Cat bookstore.
Yeah.
And they expanded here in the last year, and they bought a house that was behind them. Mm-hmm. But they definitely need a lot more, you know, the house needs fixing up more. But it feels like they have less now because they even though they expanded, they kind of have shifted.
Mm.
But I went there, went to Sweets and Geeks in Medina.
Oh, yeah.
I love ya.
Yeah.
I bought a bunch of Funko figures for my birthday.
Oh, really? I haven't checked that place out yet, but I would like to go and see it.
They've got about 4 floors now.
What?
Yeah. And so there's like one, the bottom floor is all candy.
May the floors be with you.
Sheesh.
But yeah, I mean, it's good. Nothing that you probably couldn't get downtown at Grandpa's candy shop.
Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, I heard it's like, it's just larger, right? It's kind of like there, but it's just a lot bigger. But,
yeah.
No, it's a good fun.
Yeah. And so other, went around downtown and here in the falls and checked some places out. Got some apple pie popcorn at Metropolis.
Different. Is that good?
Yummy.
Well, I only bought a small bag and it went within an evening.
Oh, okay. I'd say that's good then.
But yeah, it was, I feel like I didn't accomplish much, but it was still a productive week.
Yeah, you relaxed and had fun stuff that you wanted to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Very nice. Only for you.
So hard. Now everything is easy 'cause of you.
So into our round table, I guess. Happy birthday, Kenny King.
Happy birthday, Kenny King.
How old did he turn? 80.
80? Yeah.
Wow. He looks great. Who? He looks great, Kenny King.
Oh, wow. That's for right. 80? Yeah. He still rides his bike and walks all over town. And
yeah.
I always see him. Yeah, I always see him walking his bike though. You don't usually see him riding as much.
Maybe it's because he's stopping talking to everybody.
Yeah,
maybe.
When we're done recording, when I try to get down to his party.
That's today, right?
That's today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's his party downtown?
Down at the Pavilion.
Okay.
Next news happened earlier end of September, but we haven't had a chance to meet since then. Kim Hoover has officially been removed from office.
He can't appeal that. That's the official action.
I thought that he could appeal it.
The Supreme Court immediately removed him from office and suspended him from the practice for 18 months.
Okay.
And that'll be, and then I think 18 months from now, if he can repeal it, and if it isn't reinstated, he'll be reinstated after 18 months, and then he only has 6 months to go before he can ask to retire.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he'll be replaced.
Well, it says 18 months with 6 months stayed. So I'm not entirely sure what that means. Do you guys know?
Probably that he... What's the wording again?
And this is according to Court News Ohio.
Stayed, maybe he only gets 12 months. He has to serve mandatory 12, and they stayed 6. I don't know. That's what I would take from that. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But we can read and Google it.
Yeah. But he didn't have that much longer to go. Did he?
He's close to retiring.
Yeah, he's in his 70s.
Yeah, I think they have a mandatory retirement age, don't they?
But can we talk a little bit and remind our listeners why this is actually happening to him?
He was sentencing people and jailing them for things they shouldn't have been jailed for just to bilk them for money and make them pay their fines. So threatening them with jail and putting them in jail when they couldn't afford to pay. So, you know, and when they're... the crimes or misdemeanors or whatever they had committed didn't necessitate a jail sentence. So
64 violations altogether.
Yeah.
64.
So 64 that they probably knew about, or they, yeah. I'm sure if you dug into it more, there would have been more.
So he was a real piece of shit is what he was.
He was looking to make money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember during,
forcing suffering on people for money.
COVID was big. He was quoted in an article about how the courts are there to make money. I remember that quote when they were talking about how courts were like losing money because of COVID and stuff. And he's like, we're basically in here to make money. So that's kind of a little red flag.
So he's a bad guy in a movie is what he is.
More criminal justice reform, please.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad the Ohio Supreme Court enacted a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Punishment.
He deserves jail time for that bullshit.
He deserves to be removed from power so that he can't hurt people.
At the minimum.
Can't hurt people for money.
Yeah, at the minimum.
Okay. 6 months of Hoover's suspension was stayed on the condition he not commit further misconduct. His suspension from office is without pay and will continue for the duration of his suspension from the practice of law. So basically, is what you were saying before. It was 12 months, and then 6 months is he's allowed back, but as long as he doesn't, break the law again.
So it's like a probation, like he goes back, and then it's like a 6-month probation kind of period to make sure he doesn't break the law anymore when he's this close to retirement. Whatever. Okay. So goodbye. He doesn't need to be a judge.
I'm glad he got his comeuppance.
Mm-hmm. Something that Kathy shared with us the other day, and I couldn't help but laugh. Especially because of where the Starbucks is.
Yes, right next away.
It's right next to the Taco Bell that we had so many issues with.
Mm.
With road rage and all that. 24/7 Starbucks when you need your fix at 2 a.m.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? Maybe that will make people happier because coffee makes people happier. So maybe they'll be
spice road latte. Rage.
Because you can get coffee at any time, 24/7. I feel bad for those workers. That just seems ridiculous to have to work 24 hours at a coffee
place. Well, that's probably for the third shift people.
Yeah, I get it. It is, and they do. But, I don't know.
That's interesting.
I guess, yeah.
They might get a lot of traffic there from the expressway, too, if they have 20, if there's a sign-up 24-hour, Starbucks is probably a good thing, I would think.
That's what we want. People coming off of the freeway at 3 a.m. just to come get Starbucks into our city.
Yes.
That's always a good thing.
Pumpkin spice latte. Pumpkin spice.
What could go wrong?
Give me my pumpkin spice. Pumpkin spice.
That is true.
I have not had a pumpkin spice yet.
Oh.
They're just too chemically tasting.
Oh, boy. All right.
Just take some pumpkin pie and just stuff it in your pocket.
There you go. All right.
Solved.
That's Steve's mix.
Yep.
Barista Steve. We'll make sure you.
A little chunky, but
you don't have.
Ew, gosh.
Delicious.
A laxative with your coffee and a nice stool-firming substance with pumpkin. Nice.
Well, you got to have the balance, right?
Yep. Probiotic to the rescue.
A couple big meetings coming up down at the Pavilion on October 15th, this Tuesday. The city will host a public open house regarding the South State Road and Bailey Road corridors. And on October 29th, there will be a meeting from 6 to 7 p.m. to highlight the plans for the River Loop project that's set to begin next year. This includes a new upper walkway highlighting the Cuyahoga River, points of interest, and boardwalk enhancements.
Oh.
Is that at the Pavilion, too?
The Pavilion as well, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Public forums, folks, for people who want to know things. What's going on in the city? How your dollars are being spent.
Yes.
If you're going to complain about it and you don't know anything about it, you can go get yourself educated.
Well, I'm going to go to the meeting. I want somebody to email it to me in my own way.
I want a picture book.
And learn.
Can somebody make a picture book for me so I don't have to read it all?
I got a pop-up book for you.
Pop-up book. That would be great. What brings you joy?
Well, recording this commercial right now, Danielle, but I'm sure it's different for everybody.
We want to hear what brings you joy. Shelf Life and the Falls Free Press are collaborating for the Joycast, a special podcast coming in December. But most of all, we're collaborating with you.
The Joycast will dedicate time to discuss the things that bring you joy, gratitude, and overall happy feelings. And some days lately, we need those the most.
Stop into Shelf Life before the end of November to contribute to the Joy Jar. Tell us about a joy, a positive experience, or something uplifting you wish to share. Can't make it in? Find the form link at shelflifebookstore.com or email me at danielle@shelflifebookstore.com. Then be sure to watch out for the Joycast this coming December to hear what inspires the community. The air date will be announced on our social media pages and in the Shelf Life newsletter.
Visit shelflifebookstore.com to sign up.
And fallsfreepress.com for more info.
Next Saturday, October 19th, from 9 to 11 a.m., a volunteer river cleanup at Waterworks Park will be happening. This is part of the city's ongoing efforts to improve water quality and promote environmental stability.
Can we keep the things we find?
I mean, depends on what you find. You may not want to keep some of what you find.
How about some gold? Some flakes of gold, maybe.
Maybe.
If you find possible. That in the river at Waterworks, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Wednesdays are game days at the Quirk Center. Every Wednesday from noon to 2, adults can stop in for friendly competition and play some board games. No registration required.
Oh.
Or cheesy.
The same goes for quote-unquote quirky Stitchers.
Oh, geez.
Oh, nice. Boy.
I see what you did there.
Wednesdays from 1 to 4, all needle crafters, no matter your style, are welcome. So I expect, you know, friendly competition there, you know, the crocheters against the knitters.
Yes.
The cross stitchers with, you know.
Is it going to be part of our, like, you know, our police blotters like that? We'd be like, there was a fight.
There was a stitch piece stabbed with breakout.
Yeah.
Stabbed with a crochet needle.
They know who did it because of the color of fabric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trick or treat for the doggies is at Morty's Munchies on October 17th, 5 to 6:30 p.m. And cool. If you can't make it down there that time, Doodle Drive-In will have Halloween on Sunday, October 27th from 2 to 4.
Halloween.
Picking up what you're putting down.
I'm trying to bark orders. It's just.
I see what you did there.
Oh, boy.
And finally, Quirkoween at the Quirk Center is next Friday, October 18th, from 4:30 to 6:30.
What is Quirkoween?
Years ago, they used to have the, instead of having the Halloween Spectacular down in town, like they usually do now, they used to have it at Quirk.
Yes, yeah, I remember.
They would have pony. Yeah. They had pony rides, blow ups, all kinds of fun stuff. Painting. It was cute. Hay wagon rides.
Yeah. It looks like they basically brought that back again.
Okay, so they
It was nice. It was cute. It was it was much smaller, more intimate than the Front Street one.
Yeah.
Because it looks like they didn't have any they didn't have a costume contest this weekend for the downtown trick or treat. And I think that they're having it doesn't say so on the flyer, but I'm assuming that's probably where they're having, if they're going to have a costume contest, it would be here. And already right on this form, right underneath that is the tree lighting event, which we don't need to be thinking about so soon.
Oh, man.
Honestly, that just seems.
Halloween isn't even here yet.
No.
Boo.
Okay, so now that we're done talking about weens, Suzanne, do you have any good news?
Are we back to Mike's pop-up book?
Is that what we're calling it now?
That's what we're calling it now. I do. So for the first time in 34 years, the Woodridge Volleyball League are league champions. So the ladies volleyball team at Woodridge won their title over Springfield. When was that? It was this week sometime, I believe, right? Kathy, you're the one who kind of told us about it. But congratulations, ladies. Good job. So
I think it was last week.
Yeah. 34 years. And they won their league champions. Wow. So, yeah. Awesome. We have some really great athletes. Yeah, let's do that. Athletes at Woodbridge. So that's fantastic. Congratulations. All right. Hey, guys. Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Bart's art. Oh, yeah, that was so good. Oh, yeah. That was, you know, it was all right. Moving on. It was a good one.
So you may have noticed that the Portage Trail Bridge underpass mural is going pretty good.
It's so pretty. I love it.
And then I also noticed that the parking deck on the other end over by Farmers Rail.
Yes.
That mural. I didn't even know one was going there.
Yeah. It's so cool. Yeah, I love it.
Deck, the parking deck looks amazing. I noticed that last night.
Yeah.
The other day. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks way better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just so much. It's fun. So much color. And I just love we just do so much art around here. It's just nice. It's really nice.
And it's one thing I noticed about New York City that they have a couple city walking parks that used to be like elevated trail lines, trains. They turned it into parks. Mm-hmm. It's like it was miles long. It's all like landscaped. And then all the sides of the buildings, like you walk by and there's like different murals and art and graffiti on all, like really well done shot. Well, it's like an art gallery. You're walking through a fucking echo. It's all outside.
That's amazing. So cool.
It's called the High Line.
Yeah.
It works its way through the meatpacking district. That's actually what used to serve those buildings was an elevated train. Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
That's kind of like that one between, Musto Store and Lock 3, I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
That little something down there. Trail. They got like murals and stuff and some little stuff along the way. I mean, it's nothing major, but it's kind of cool, though.
No, it brings, happiness and, for downtown.
It was the most unusual park I've ever seen. It was urban. It was amazing. Urban park. And they made it cool as shit.
Hmm.
And they had little spots you could stop and have like a cafe and a drink or a coffee, and then you could get up and keep walking. And
doesn't like Portsmouth? Don't they have like a bunch of murals on the buildings down there or something like that? Portsmouth, Ohio.
I don't know.
I think it's a road trip, but I mean I can't remember. I'll have to look into that. Sorry, that's random.
Yeah, the murals are gorgeous. I love city art. They're super, it's really super important. Cool.
Makes me want to go down and photograph. I'd go look at the lighting and see when a good time to do it.
Oh, that would be so nice.
Yeah. Especially for the Portage Trail one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Pints and pumpkins in the patio at High Ho Brewing. Sorry, I just needed to be able to say that all without stopping.
Go Bart.
Must go through.
Wednesday, October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. Go pick up a pumpkin, pick up a pint, and get carving before 7:30 to enter the contest for Hi-Ho merch or a crawler to go.
Oh, that's fun.
We have some really creative people in this city. That's going to be really great to see. I wonder if we can get some pictures or something of it.
Oh, I think that's good. When, the 23rd? What's that date again?
The 23rd. Yeah. 6 to 8?
6 to 8. Maybe. Then the contest happens.
What's the day of the week?
It's a Wednesday. It is a Wednesday.
It's 10 days from today.
I should be able to do it.
Not next week, the week after.
Somebody email me information or something.
Well, just put it on your calendar as a reminder.
Yeah. Oh, just it's Slack. Just send me.
Yeah.
Maybe ping Steve.
Grab maybe a we can beer all be, or two.
Maybe we can all meet up for a beer if the weather's good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm not a carver. I do the standard X,
I'm not trusted two with triangles and a
single tooth. Yeah.
There's a lot of really awesome templates out there, but I just don't have the,
the patience.
Fine motor skill patience.
Mm-mm, I don't. But I know that we have really creative people out there, so I'm sure it's going to be.
There's awesome pumpkins.
I just got distracted from what Steven was doing. I'm sorry.
He was pretend carving.
October 26th at 7 p.m., Weather Vane Playhouse will be showing Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, I love it. Yes.
And finally, November 9th and 10th is the Akron Comic Con at Emilio's Party Center.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Get your geek on.
Right, it's right down the sewer. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I might dress up as Agent 47.
I'm not.
That's November 9th through the 10th.
9th and 10th, yes. 9th Saturday and 10th. Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know who you were talking about, Mike, and now I've looked it up because I've never played that game. Also, it's hilarious that he has an official birth date.
He has an official birth date?
September 5th, 1964.
Okay, did not know.
Way to go, Wikipedia. And apparently IMDb also has that information.
Yeah, I might trust
you. I remember the movie, Hitman. That was Timothy Olyphant, Oilyphant.
So we want to thank our listeners for listening in this week.
Putting up with us.
Remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. Help us expand the show.
Yes.
You can shout those out, all those ideas out to us at Facebook and at our email address.
FallsFreePress@gmail.com.
And of course, if there's anything that you'd like to write about for us, you can send those our way as well.
Yes, please. The more, the merrier.
Plus, be sure to rate and review us if you enjoyed the show. And remember to go vote now that you can.
Vote.
So for now, we'll say goodbye and hope you join us next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, then. Bye.
Later, dudes.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
Boy,
be sure to, okay, some weird animal keeps going in and out of the dock.
Wait, what?
What? You know how it's like anonymous whatever?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, where I just saw an elephant, then it disappeared, and then it became a dingo.
Anonymous dingo. Yeah. There's Bart Sullivan and anonymous dingo. Bye. Dingo ain't my baby.
I was just gonna
sorry. All right, okay.
Oh, better than the anonymous capybara.